I'm a retired park ranger at Yellowstone National Park. I retired in 2006 after 35 years of service. I've been a ranger at Yellowstone for 27 years, and I worked as a seasonal ranger 8 years before that. I grew up in Montana, just outside of the park. My father was a ranger here, and my grandfather was a ranger at Glacier National Park. It's been in my blood since I was a child. I always knew that I wanted to be a park ranger, and there was never any doubt in my mind that Yellowstone was where I belonged. I've seen a lot of changes in the park over the years, but one thing has always stayed the same. Yellowstone is an amazing place full of natural beauty and wonder. It's truly a national treasure, and I'm proud to have been part of its history. I've seen strange occurrences in my time as a ranger. Bears behaving oddly, elk acting strangely, even the geysers behaving erratically. But I've never seen anything like what happened in the summer of 2001. It was a hot day in July, and the park was full of visitors. I was doing my usual rounds, making sure everyone was staying safe and on the trails. I was near Swan Lake, which is a few miles south of Mammoth Hot Springs. The north side of the lake, in the flats, is where you can see a lot of real-life wilderness play out, like a grizzly bear hunting for a newborn elk. I've seen my share of wildlife around the lake, but that day, I saw something that still gives me nightmares. This was the third day that I was patrolling this area. I had yet to see anything out of the ordinary. That is until I headed south towards Indian Creek Campgrounds on Bighorn Pass Trail. Bighorn Pass Trail is a strenuous hike with an incline that seems to never end. It's about a 3-hour hike from Swan Lake to the top of the pass. The trail stretches over 19 miles through a lot of open meadows and crosses the Gallatin Range. We tell visitors that there's no off-trail travel from May to November because of grizzly bears. It was about 2 in the afternoon when I started to get a weird feeling, like I was being watched, but there was nobody around. The only sound was the crunching of my boots on the trail. I'd hiked this trail dozens of times, and I knew every turn and every hill, but for some reason, I felt like I was lost. I stopped and looked around, but there was nothing out of the ordinary. No strange sounds, no strange smells. But I couldn't shake this feeling that something was wrong. I decided to radio into the park headquarters and let them know my location just in case something happened. 700 Charlie, this is Ranger Marshall. I'm on Bighorn Pass Trail near Indian Creek Campgrounds. Do you copy? There was no answer. I tried again. 700 Charlie, this is Ranger Smith. I'm on Bighorn Pass Trail near Indian Creek Campgrounds. Do you copy? Again, there was no answer. 700 Charlie is the Chief Ranger's office. It was odd that I didn't receive a response. I started to feel a sense of dread wash over me. I knew something wasn't right. I decided to turn around and head back towards my vehicle. It was about this time I started feeling a sense of panic. I never had a panic attack before this, so I didn't really know what it was like, but I was sweating a lot and I could feel my heart in my throat as I was quickly walking back towards my vehicle. It was then where I noticed this awful smell, like something had died. I didn't notice this on the way there. I thought to myself, how in the hell didn't I smell this on the way here? I then heard a response from the ranger's office. 700 Charlie copy, we have your location, is everything all right? I responded with, I'm not feeling well and I'm heading back to my vehicle. I think I might be having a panic attack, something just doesn't feel right. Do you need us to send out another ranger to your location? They answered. I said, no, I'm almost to my vehicle. It was after I responded that I felt like I was in a dream. I was panicked. It smelled awful, and the forest around the trail felt surreal, like all the wildlife was gone. I stopped to look around and the trees just looked different. My boots felt different. I kind of felt like I was outside of my body, watching myself look around. It's really hard to explain. That's when I saw it. About 30 yards ahead on the trail, it just came out from behind the trees. This area is known for grizzlies, but this wasn't a grizzly. It stood about as tall as one, but wasn't as wide. I've seen my fair share of grizzlies in 35 years of being a ranger, and I tell you, this was not a bear. It was still daylight, but I was in a heavily wooded area on the trail. The visibility was good, but it was shaded from the canopy of the trees. I was already feeling panicked, and they say that when you have a panic attack, the fight or flight response kicks in. Well, I froze. I literally couldn't move. I couldn't even grab my radio in that moment. This massive creature walked out onto the trail, so now I could see it in full view, full visibility. It was a gigantic dog-like creature, something like out of a movie. It was standing on its hind legs, but not like a dog or a wolf would. It was standing like it was supposed to be standing, like it was designed to be upright. It was covered in fur, but its coat wasn't full or thick. It was like spotted and mangy, like a sick dog or something. I couldn't make out what color it was, but it was dark brown or black. It was too hard to tell from the shade from the trees. It had these yellow eyes, kind of like cat eyes, that were staring straight into my soul. That was the most terrifying aspect of this creature. It had a snout, but not something that I've ever seen before. It was slowly moving across the trail while its eyes never left me. I was frozen. I didn't want to move. I couldn't move. It was all I could do to keep standing while this creature was staring at me. The entire encounter happened for a minute, but it felt like an eternity. I glanced down at my radio to grab it, and by the time I looked up, I heard it run off into the woods. Now, I've seen deer run through the woods at amazing speeds, but this was something else. I saw it disappear into the woods faster than I've seen any deer traverse the forest. I just encountered an alpha predator. I was still standing on the trail. I grabbed my water and I took a drink. I could feel the cold water go down my throat. I started walking back towards my vehicle, trying to process what just happened. Was this just in my head because I was having an anxiety attack? Can anxiety attacks make you hallucinate? All of these crazy thoughts were going through my head as I was walking back on the trail. I finally got to my vehicle and sat in the driver's seat. I sat there for a few minutes just trying to calm down and think rationally about what just happened. I decided to drive back to the ranger station and tell them what had happened. Maybe they can help me make sense of this. I got back to the ranger station and told them everything. They looked at me with this look of disbelief, but I could also see the wheels turning in their heads, like they were trying to decide if they should believe me or not. The thing is, I know what I saw. It was real. It was an animal that I've never seen before. And it wasn't something from my imagination. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I saw, but I know that it was real. It was some type of werewolf. 2 years later, in 2003, another ranger by the name of Josh Bates had a similar encounter with what he described as this dog-like creature. He was out on patrol in the same general area where he heard something off in the distance. He couldn't tell what it was, but he knew it wasn't an animal he was familiar with. His encounter was real similar to mine. Josh and I were friends before, but after we both experienced what we saw, we remained really good friends until this day. Our families get together at least once a month, and that story comes up quite a bit. I had told my wife at the time, and I don't know if she believed me, but after hearing Josh state the same thing, she's a believer. It's not something we joke around about, because if you've ever experienced something like this, well, it's life-changing. I was way more cautious when out on patrol after that happened. We tell everyone to stay on the trails during certain times of the year on Bighorn Pass Trail, but this happened on the trail. We can't exactly just put up a sign, and visitors would think we're crazy if we did. It's just one of those things that some rangers have experienced, and we know that there are unknown creatures roaming Yellowstone. I love my time as a park ranger, and I love Yellowstone. If you haven't been, you need to go sometime in your life. But be careful out there. I've been a park ranger going on 6 years now at Yellowstone National Park. I'm a backcountry ranger. As a backcountry ranger, you need to have experience with horseback riding, backcountry skiing, avalanche safety, to name a few. Another requirement of the job is the ability to hike 20 miles at a time and work 24-hour shifts. It's a physically demanding job, and not for the faint of heart. We are well trained in extreme conditions like extreme cold, deep snow, and wet conditions. This is my second year as a backcountry ranger. I love Yellowstone, and it's always been a dream of mine to work here. There's over 3 million people a year that visit Yellowstone, and there's over 2 million acres of wildlife that we need to manage and where visitors can explore by camping, hiking, fishing, and sightseeing. The park is home to grizzly bears, wolves, elk, and many other species of animals. Some species, at least as far as I've experienced, are not all documented. This brings me to my next point. As a backcountry ranger, you'll encounter wildlife on a daily basis. It's not unusual to see herds of bison or elk while you're hiking. You need to be constantly aware of your surroundings and be bear aware at all times. There have been instances where people have gotten too close to wildlife and have been seriously injured and even killed. It's our job to make sure that visitors are safe and that they enjoy their experience in the park. We also work with other rangers in different departments to make sure that the park is running smoothly and efficiently. I've had several experiences with visitors who claim to see something that would be deemed supernatural or mysterious. In August 2018, I responded to a couple who were hiking the Cascade Trail, and they saw a giant bird that was at least 10 feet tall with a wingspan of 20 feet. They described it as being all black with red eyes. I didn't know what to make of their story, but I took it seriously and filed a report. I didn't see anything unusual when I went to the location, but there have been other reports of sightings of similar creatures in the park. I don't know what to believe, but I do know that there are many things in this world that we don't understand. In June of that same year, another couple reported seeing a tall man walking in the woods near Cascade Trail. They said he was at least 7 feet tall and wearing all black. The couple was so scared that they ran back to their car and drove off. They said this man or creature came out of the woods and onto the trail. It reeked of garbage and made these guttural, grunting sounds. They were terrified when they called it in. Perhaps the most disturbing of these occurrences is one that I experienced myself on the North Rim Trail. I was performing some trail maintenance because there had been some recent flooding and the trail was washed out in places. I was working by myself and I heard something walking on the trail towards me. This section of the trail was closed, so there shouldn't have been anyone on it. I got up to see what it was, and I saw this large figure walking towards me. It was at least 8 feet tall and very muscular with long black hair. It was later in the day and this was a heavily wooded area of the trail, so I couldn't see it very well. It was walking towards me and with every step the ground shook. It was definitely not human. As I got closer, it looked dog-like, but much larger. When it was about 30 feet away from me, it stopped and just stared at me. We looked at each other for what felt a very long time, and then it turned around and walked back the way it came. I was so shaken by the experience that I didn't even finish my work that day. I reported it to my supervisor, and he said there had been other reports of similar sightings in the park. I don't know what this creature was, but I know it wasn't human. I spoke with some of the other backcountry rangers who've had similar experiences, either from visitor reports or themselves directly. The ranger who was assigned the same North Rim Trail maintenance duties the previous day told me he felt like he was being watched all day. Although he didn't see anything, he said the hair on the back of his neck stood up the entire time he was working. There have been other reports of sightings of large animals or creatures in the park that don't fit into any known category. I don't know what to make of these reports, but I do know that there is something out there that we don't understand. I encourage people to come to Yellowstone and experience its beauty for themselves, but I also caution them to be aware of their surroundings and be safe. You never know what you might encounter while you're there.